What is up, everybody? I am Matthew Giraldi, and this is the Fantasy Authority. And today we are talking about the top stacks to target in DFS for week three of the NFL season. So let's get to it. I'm going to go over my top favorite stack that's pricey, my top favorite stack that's kind of in that medium range, and a low cost, kind of under the radar stack that you, I mean, might not be under the radar for long by the time that we get to Sunday, but it's looking good cost wise on both sites. So let's start at the top. It's probably going to be a game that a lot of people are going to be looking at, and that is the Seattle Seahawks and Minnesota Vikings. Right now, it's sitting at about a 55 total in Las Vegas for the over-under. The way that the Vikings defense is playing, that it might smash that real quick. Their pass defense right now is just absolutely atrocious. They are allowing opposing quarterbacks to complete 77.8% of their passes. And for a dude that's cooking like Russ Wilson right now, that is no bueno for the Vikings. The thing is, too, is Wilson really hasn't been cooking the way that most of us in fantasy world like to think that he is. He is only 27th in pass attempts right now. He's eighth, though, in passing yards, and he's tied for third in passing touchdowns. He is being efficient and effective, and a big reason why is the two receivers that you got to look at when you're doing DFS lineups this week. Both Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, they just scream to play them in GPPs, cash games, whatever it is that you want to play them in. Get those guys in your lineup. Metcalf, he's priced as the wide receiver 10 on FanDuel. Cake matchup. We're going to talk about Tyler Lockett real quick, too. He is going to be manning in the slot, and this is a place where the Vikings have just been getting killed, especially early on in the season. Thus far, they've allowed 87.6% catch rate, 215 yards, and 130.6 passer rating from slot receivers. Obviously, we saw what Rondale Moore did to him on the big play last week, but last week they allowed two deep receptions, 112 yards in that touchdown that we all saw from Rondale. What do you think Lockett's going to do? He's been crushing from the slot, especially from the deep balls. Over the past couple of years, he has 16 catches for 532 yards and six touchdowns. Russell Wilson loves to target him deep. He's not going to stop against a cake matchup. You can run this back pretty much any way that you want to. Obviously, we got to look at Dalvin Cook's health. He's popped up on the injury report, so obviously keep that in mind. But if you want to run this back with any of the receivers, I mean, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, even KJ Osborne, he's been efficient. I mean, every pass to him has been complete this season. So, you know, if you want that cheap run it back option, if you're going 3v1, or even if you want to go 4v1, it's all laid out there for you in this game. And points, you know, defense is going to be at a premium in this one. So definitely a game that I'm looking at, and I'm willing to pay the price on pretty much everyone in play here. A medium price stack, and the reason why it's medium is probably those peripheral receivers is the Rams and Buccaneers. Obviously, we know that Matt Stafford, Tom Brady, both of them are options in this. Cooper Kupp, I mean, he's going to get the ownership. Robert Woods, you know, he hasn't been bad, all things considering. And, you know, we're going to have one of those games where, you know, someone's going to try and lock down Kupp, and Woods, he's still a threat. And then we also have Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson, believe it or not, he has been playing a decent amount of snaps. I know there had been talk before the season had started about DeSean Jackson kind of being that deep threat, but Van Jefferson, I mean, he's not going quietly into the night right now. Over the first two games, he has played 69%, nice, and 92% of the snaps. So that third receiver, he's got it locked down, and he is dirt cheap on both sites. Again, you know, if you're in a big GPP and you want exposure to a game that a lot of people are going to be looking at, another high total game, Jefferson, I got no complaints on that one. And then you also have on the other side, Antonio Brown. We're going to have to wait and see whether he clears the COVID protocols. He might not be available in this game. If he's not, obviously, Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, they're going to get peppered with targets. And both tight ends are actually really good options. Rob Gronkowski, he is 6,500 on FanDuel, and he's 5,500 on DK. And then Tyler Higbee, he's 5,500 on FanDuel and he's 4,000 on DK. Both of those prices for both of those guys. I mean, you can build some funky stacks and you can still get exposure to those higher price guys. But all in all, I mean, it's really not that bad to get exposure to this. Even Lenny Fournette, you know what? I don't hate playing him. He clearly looks like the better running back. Rojo, he's struggling in coverage. He's not doing what he needs to do to get a full grasp on that backfield. So Lenny, you know what? Like, if you want to run him out there, I get it. The Rams defense, you know, they're pretty solid. But as long as Fournette keeps staying in Bruce Arians' good graces, you know, he's going to get the exposure. He has 11 targets. If you want to play Fournette, he's priced pretty well if you want additional exposure that a lot of people might not be going to. They're probably going to be looking at the pass game. Don't leave Lenny out of your lineups if, you know, you're thinking about kind of getting a little funky. Another medium-priced target is the Cardinals. Kyler Murray, obviously, he's pricey, but some of those receivers outside of Nuke, you know, Christian Kirk, AJ Green, Rondale Moore, they're all really cheap to bring that cost down and really not that difficult if you want to target some of those Jacksonville receivers. Marvin Jones and Chark, they're going to get the targets. You know, again, I don't really probably want to target Kyler Murray. It's not because I don't think that he's going to blow up, but the Konami Code quarterback that I'm looking at this week, and especially against in this matchup, is Daniel Jones and the New York Giants, and they're probably one of my favorite low-price stacks across the entire slate. Daniel Jones on DK is 5,800. There is a legitimate possibility that Daniel Jones gets you the 300-yard bonus and the 100-yard rushing bonus. That's stupid. And facing this Falcons defense, look, they're just bad, man. Like, they're bad. They haven't really been all that competitive all that much this year already. This is a situation where I don't understand any of the prices for this entire team. Daniel Jones, obviously, 5,800 on DK. But Saquon Barkley is at 6,500 on DK. He's 6,000 on FanDuel. Like, you can make a lineup and stack with almost every single team that I have talked about. If you want to target that Chiefs and Chargers game and you want to get exposure to that game, you can stack this Giants-Falcons game and throw in the big pieces of Tyreek Hill, of Travis Kelce, of Austin Eckler. It's just, I don't understand the pricing. Obviously, we got to see whether Evan Ingram is going to play. He might not. He started to practice this week, albeit in limited fashion. If he's there, it might take away some of the targets from a guy like Darius Slayton. But Sterling Shepard and Kenny Golladay, these guys are putting up good numbers, and they're just not seeing, you know, a reflective price for the production that they're given. So, again, like, this game, it's not a bad total thus far, too. And you can run this back with both Calvin Ridley or Kyle Pitts. Russell Gage is ended up on the injury report. He has not practiced on Wednesday and Thursday with an ankle injury. If he is out, I mean, this has already been a heavily focused team in just, we're going to throw to Ridley and we're going to throw to Pitts. If Russell Gage isn't there, I mean, those two guys are going to get peppered with targets. They're both pretty affordable. I mean, Calvin Ridley's only 7K on DK and 8,100 on FanDuel. And Kyle Pitts, obviously, you know, the Dynasty community, they love him. So thus far, he hasn't really put it together, but this is still a matchup that, you know, he could have that blow-up game, get everybody talking about him again. This is a game, low price all around. Probably not touching Matt Ryan. The rest of the people playing in this game, man, they all look good. One thing to note, you know, I did mention about the Chiefs and Chargers. Obviously, there's sexiness all around in that game. One little point of caution that I'll say, and granted, small sample sizes, all of that, when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, particularly if you're playing on DK, one little tidbit. Against the Chargers, he started in 5 games against them. He has thrown for 300 yards just one time. So if you are looking for that 300-yard bonus, obviously we know Mahomes can put up yards and put up touchdowns, this and that, but you know he's only thrown for more than 250 yards twice. So, you know, just a little bit of caution, and I know he'll prove me wrong and start probably going off for about 450 and 4 touchdowns. But, you know, again, small sample sizes, all that, just putting it out there for Mahomes at least. Good luck in your week 3 games. hit us up in the Discord, hit us up on the comments here on Twitter as well. We're here to at least try and get you some money and at least get that process down. So good luck this week. See you around.